Welcome to Job Joy Storytime. I'm George Dutch. This is a regular podcast that features my work as a personal story analyst who specializes in moving people from career pain into their right work. This episode is called Sign Maker. How many people end up in careers due to early decisions in life? Decisions often taken for them by the significant people in their lives, parents, family members, teachers, coaches, or others. Some people are channeled down a certain professional path using can-do skills long before they've had a chance to discover and nurture their natural talents and motivations. For example, in his new autobiography, former tennis star Andre Agassi says his father forced him to hit 2,500 balls fired from a machine at 180 kilometers an hour starting at age 7. 10 years of such daily rigor helped turn him into a champion. But, as a champion, he felt, quote, nothing, unquote. That is, there was no innate pleasure, no passion for hitting tennis balls. He says, I play tennis for a living, even though I hate tennis. Hate it with a dark and secret passion. Agassi hated his work but stuck with it. One assumes for the rewards. He was trapped by the golden handcuffs as much as any builder, banker, or bureaucrat who hates their work. But there is always a trade-off, because you can't cheat life. Agassi has admitted to substance abuse and bouts of depression. Today, depression in the public service is now considered a public health crisis. Depression ruins lives, and nobody who has ever fallen into that deep black hole of hopelessness wants to end up there again. It reminds me of that quote on a Starbucks coffee cup, the way I see it, number 26. Quote, failure's hard, but success is far more dangerous. If you're successful at the wrong thing, the mix of praise and money and opportunity can lock you in forever. Unquote. I encourage individuals to discover and develop their passion into work that will sustain them for a lifetime of employment and enjoyment. The key to self-fulfillment is to enjoy what you do day in and day out. Why would you stop doing something you love? I'll never forget Ken, a second-generation Canadian I met at university in Vancouver. He had just graduated with a BSc and was enrolled in a master's program for pestology. British Columbia is full of bugs threatening various kinds of natural resources, and Ken was going to specialize in destroying those bugs. However, he was first going to treat himself. You see, as a dutiful son of Asian parents, Ken was brought up to respect and obey his elders. Family honor is a primary value among Asian communities, so Ken had dutifully taken math and sciences throughout high school and university. But he harbored a secret passion for art. Growing up on Commercial Drive area in Vancouver, his home had been situated next to a sign shop, and Ken spent many happy hours of his youth helping the proprietor draw and paint signs with vivid and wonderful colors. Although he found some opportunities to draw, this artistic side of Ken was neglected as he nurtured the social side of himself and worked hard to meet the expectations of his parents and community. But after entering grad school, Ken decided he was entitled to finally indulge his strong desire to learn more about art. And so he took an evening art class. That was it. He was hooked. He dropped his pestology program and focused on art. Finally, he was working with passion, using his natural talents and motivations. He completed a Bachelor of General Studies in Arts and Culture, and he went on to become an internationally renowned artist. His story is particularly poignant to me, not only because I knew him way back when, but because I'll never forget the double take I did when I saw four large billboard banners hanging on the outside wall of the Canadian Museum of Contemporary Photography in 2002. His exhibition paired life-size studio portraits of individuals and families of various ethnic backgrounds with bold, colored, corporate-style logos of their names on enamel and plexiglass. They appeared to me as huge signs. And the text with the photos raised questions of identity, gender, race, and class. They took me right back to the long and heated discussions I often heard at university on those issues. A review in the local paper, the Ottawa Citizen at the time, slammed the exhibit for its, quote, politically correct tone, unquote. But in my mind, Ken succeeded in doing what artists are supposed to do. Get the public talking and debating about what is often taken for granted in everyday discourse and behavior. Art is supposed to foster strong opinions on both sides of a question. I can just imagine how pleased and happy Ken would have been to see his ideas bandied about in a nationally recognized newspaper. The point is that Ken had traded in his can-do skills for his passion, and he was making his mark. For me, to see his art hanging on huge signs on the outside walls of a national gallery was like a loud shout of joy declaring Ken's love of life. It was a validation of his passion and purpose. What I saw was a triumph of natural talents and significance over the safety Ken could have had by sticking to a career as a pestologist using his can-do skills. That's not to say he may not have destroyed bugs in British Columbia that deserved it and gone on to make a contribution there of significant economic impact using his can-do skills. But I can't help but think that the world would have been a poorer place if Ken had not honored his authentic self and nurtured his talents and motivations through his passion for art. Retirement, in my mind, is for people like Agassi, who don't like their jobs, or for people forced out of their jobs for reasons beyond their control. A lot of very rich people keep working. They don't need the money. They love what they do. Conversely, many wealthy individuals who got rich doing what they don't enjoy move on to something else first chance they get. When your work utilizes your natural talents and motivations, when your daily grind is helping to create what really matters to you in life, then you are in your right work. There is a flow to it, an innate satisfaction abounds from it, and you derive genuine joy from what you do, a joy that is clearly evident to others. Thank you for listening to this episode. My name is George Dutch, and I am a personal story analyst. Join me next time for another podcast. In the meantime, visit jobjoy.com for more info about services that can help you make a successful transition from career pain to job joy.